Good evening, everyone. I'm in the kitchen, as where I seem to spend half my life. And Connor brought home some, he bought some latte glasses, some Irish coffee glasses, two of each, and just some glass mugs, which would actually do fine for Tassimo hot chocolate because they're only small. Now, I don't think these latte glasses fit the Tassimo machine. They're too big. So what I'm going to do is take off the lid of the drip tray thing and stand it in there. And let's hope that it doesn't overflow. I don't know if these are going to fit these or not, because they're not made for it. We will see what happens. I'm going to put the coffee... Oh, okay. I probably haven't got enough water. Let's start again. I didn't check the water tank. No, I haven't got enough water. What's floating around in there? Oops. Oh, it's nice, the lid. No, it's not. It sounds like something's floating around in there. Okay. No, it's not. It's the lid. Okay. Leaks out. Before we start, rule one, check your water tank before you use it. I hope this doesn't overflow. If it does, it will be caught in the tray, but it will just actually mean that the bottom of the glass is all wet. So I'm going to see how far up the coffee comes before I put in the milk, and then I'll put in a smaller thing of milk. I've got the one that came with it, the milk that comes with it, but I've got lots of smaller ones if I need them. So let's try. Dinner's in the oven. Why aren't you working? Oh shit, I've put the wrong plug on. Have I? That's why. Yes, I have. I don't keep the sandwich toaster plugged in. I'm going to have to start all over again now. What a cock up. Otherwise this temperamental thing won't work. Plug on. Tassimo on. Okay, let's put in the disc. Now it'll work. And it is. The sandwich toaster, I heard it creaking coming on, and it's hot. Someone swapped the plugs over, I think. Or maybe I'm just going senile. That's the most likely explanation, to be fair. Come on, let it down, let it down. That lot have got steak with mushrooms, peppered steak with mushrooms, baked potatoes with garlic butter, salad, and battered onion rings. I did all of it myself, apart from the battered onion rings, which I think came from either Tesco's or Iceland. I have got fish. It's kind of like in a tomato-y thing, my fish, garlic. I'm having a jacket potato and a bit of salad. See how much this fills up, because they're quite narrow at the bottom, these glasses, so I don't know what their capacity is. It's smelling good. I don't normally drink coffee this time of the evening. It's probably not a very good idea, actually, but stop frothing and let me have a look at you. I've got plenty of room for this milk. They're quite deceiving, these glasses, I think. Okay. As you can hear, and obviously realise, I've got a lot of my strength back today. Come on, don't overflow, please. It'll be a simple matter of washing the bottom of the glass and washing out the drip thing if you do, but I'd rather you didn't. I wonder how many more people are going to start using this now just for the novelty of the glasses. It's funny how people do. Oh, and as for Black Friday, it turned out to be a total farce in this country. The police being called, people fighting over TV, grown men fighting over a TV, I ask you. And Roland was trying to get on the Top Man website to order some clothes because I put some money in his account to order what he wants for Christmas because I don't know what to get him. And he couldn't get on there till late last night because all the websites he wanted to go on were down. Come on, people, what is wrong with you? Get a life. People are getting TVs they probably don't need and electrical stuff because there's £100 off. I wish I had £100 to spare, let alone... I can't afford to buy a TV, even if it was £50. I haven't got £50 to spare. Never mind, I'm not complaining. Oh, it's done. Ooh, it's a bit close. It didn't overflow, though. But how am I going to get it out without it spilling? I'm not quite sure. Ooh, shit, I spilt it now. Okay. I probably should have used a smaller milk. Right at the top, and when you try and lift it out, because it's not you don't just slide it off, because I've taken the lid of the drippy thing off, the drip tray thing. It's not going to be that easy to get out. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm going to get my foam well out the bloody way, that's for sure. Okay, I'm going to have to lift out the drip tray, that's it there, and I'm going to keep my coffee in the drip tray until I've drunk a bit of it. I'm going to actually lift up the tray to drink it. It's more like a cup, actually. Someone's coming in. Has it gone or over? Hello? Who is it? Audio booze on, whoever you are. Oh, it's Obi. I've just made a cup of coffee using these new glasses. Darling? You alright?
Yeah, I'm just missing Lizzie.
What's he doing? He's pleased to see you. I can't imagine why. No, I know. We didn't know where it was. They looked for it last night. That'll have to go in the bin now.
What did
you
ask me?
I think we were asleep.
They're
looking for it last night. I didn't
want to
wake you up for that.
Audio goes on. So you bust your mouth off now? Motherfucker. You should roast it, honestly.
I should be roasted and put on the barbecue.
Barbecue, yeah, put you on a skewer or something. Just turn you around.
Turn me around and around and around, yeah. How's your day been?
Good to see you, happy. Good to see you. And I said, oh, my stomach, oh, my leg, oh, my back, oh, my toe, oh, my finger, oh, my nose, oh, my ear.
That's on audio, boo, public.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, weird, isn't it?
Just a motherfucker on a public audio, boo. There's worse things. I don't know what, but...
I don't know.
Niles, they've been fed.
Hello, how you doing, boo?
He's been fed. I'm just trying out one of those new cups. They don't fit underneath. You have to take the top off. Look. Pardon me. Sorry. If I offend anyone on audio group by burping, then don't listen. I didn't do it with my mouth open. Like some people go, bleh. I don't do that. See how I had to do it? That thing, you know that little glass thing you just picked up? I think that's for putting tea bags on. Carry them. When you take them out of the cup. Because look, it's the shape of a teapot, isn't it?
Yeah, when you take them out of what?
When you take them out of the cup, if you make tea bags and tea in a cup like I do, because I haven't got a teapot. See what I mean?
Mm.
And you carry it to the recycling bin so it doesn't drip everywhere.
Okay.
I think that's what that's for.
Oh, God. Good to be home, Mr. West.
Home is best.
Home is the best.
Home is the best. Maybe we can take these dogs for a run on the green later.
Yeah. Later, I can roast this food.
The dishwasher's just finished. That's how exciting my life is. The towels are in the dryer. But it's nice to be able to just do ordinary things again, even if everyone else would find them bloody boring.
Yeah, no. Where's the beef?
It's in the oven.
You just want the oven now?
Huh? Yeah. Because I was waiting for worse things.
Cool, cool. What about the potato?
That's in the oven.
Oh, good. So it's been boiled and that's in the oven?
No, it's baked potato.
Baked? Oh, so I thought roast.
No, I'm doing roast tomorrow.
Cool, cool. Yeah. On my way back just now, I found a burrito. Am I also an olive?
Yeah. Just say it, unless it's something really bad about someone.
That's really bad, isn't it?
Who did you see? I'll pause the audio for if you want.
Nigger ran up to me. A white nigger ran up to me. He said, little boy. He said, this kid's a good tall. But I could tell, look at him, you know, this is a kid.
What was he, about 12, 13?
I was like 16.
What does he want you to get? Cigarettes?
Yeah, he said, would you help me get a cigarette in the shop? I left my license at home. I said, really? Yeah. I said, really? He said,
it's
yeah.
Like
I said, I would have loved to get it for you, but my religion does not permit it. What religion is that? I said, religion of, licensed religion. He said, I said, you don't have no license. I don't have no religion, too. My boy just pulled up. I just got on the bus. And I waved at him from the glass.
What did he do? He was wondering if he didn't stick his two fingers up at you.
No, he didn't. It. I knew his face and voice.
Well, you've seen him around there before.
They do that all the time. He's in a circle of girls, you know, they go, he comes from them, they must have plans amongst themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And they send the nigger to me. I told him, I'd love to get it for you, my religion is a part of me. And he had the guts to ask what religion.
Huh?
I said, he had the guts to ask what religion.
But what a cheek, honestly, they're so brazen, these kids.
Yeah, I said, religion with license.
You don't have a license and I don't have a religion.
It's as simple as that. Yeah.
Your friend in there is probably already. Well, they were going to get it in the co-op.
I don't know where I want them to get it from. You know, they were like a group of pikers rolling around, you know, just walking together, just walking around, and then the girls are like, "Yeah, well, go ask him to get it for you." See, they push the nigga in front, and he comes up, you know, like. What is the license?
It's probably for the. It's probably not even for him. It's probably for the girls.
Yeah, I think there's something I noticed. Oh, we're still on audio, right?
Yeah. What, the girls smoke more than boys?
No. I think women are very domineering here over men in the UK.
You reckon?
Yeah, I've seen the way people, you know, relate to each other and all that. I see. I mean, maybe it's the people on the street, I don't know, but I see the girls on the street, they're on the side, they're on the phone, they're talking all shit, and laughing and smoking, and then the boys are going around on the other side of the road and like, hey, see, come here.
I think that's just the generation. I think the girls are, I don't think the girls...
And the nigga comes over, humbly, and say, hey.
I don't think the girls...
You don't do that in Nigeria, you know, like, say that again, come where? Did you forget your brains at home or something?
I don't think the girls here are very... The girls of this generation are very nice, to be honest. They smoke, they drink. I'm not saying they never did in days gone by, but...
Well, when I was going to Cairn the other day, this audio boat here, you need to be comfortable.
Oh, don't worry about it. People said worse things than that. You're not mentioning anyone's names.
Well, on my way to Cairn the other day, three little girls, I would put them around 15, 16... Team. I think one of them was a bit old, I was 22, 20 something. Yeah, and they were just talking, and they were just laughing. And next thing I'm saying, oh yeah, I slapped him, tried to kiss me, I slapped him. I was smoking and laughing. Oh yeah, I just was just like, probably how, you know, maybe I believe somehow along the line they're going to lose it. They're going to lose all that phase, you know. But it's like, how do people, I don't see people like that, I don't see people just smoking and like that. I don't see like that. It's strange to me. You know, I'm like, where are the parents and all that? In African Nigeria, you don't see kids like that out there. Just...
Well, at 22, you hear they're way past being a kid, aren't they? And they're constantly, but...
Well, what about the 15s?
I mean, yeah, well, I don't know. People just give their kids too much freedom, I think. I mean, these never
I tried to kiss me and I slapped it. That girl would be like 10 or 14. She was smoking. Anyway, this thing happened. Nice to be home. I don't fool. Yeah, get up. Get on the over, fool. Alright. Can you put them on the biggest pan? The medium one or the smallest one?
No.
A loofing tooth.
A pooping loof. You picked him up.
Yeah. Yeah, it stinks.
I know it does. I've cancelled it. He's going to Freya's next week now, Friday. Same time. Are you holding him?
Yeah.
I had nothing. Oh, he can't hear me. I was going to say, I had nothing too. But he can't even hear me.
Yeah, well, when I came in, he had a nose barking. And I think because the dog was bunk and all that.
But if an owl barks, sometimes he hears.
I think he barks first when I came in. I think he had the door.
Yeah, I think he can hear some sounds, definitely. He's not completely deaf. He just can't hear it. If you're calling him and he's facing the other way, he doesn't hear you, things like that. I didn't even hear you get up or go or anything this morning. I didn't hear your alarm go off.
Yeah, my alarm didn't go off. That's what happened this morning.
Oh.
I just woke up.
I remember you setting it last night.
Yeah, I set the alarm last night. I kept waking up at night. I woke up, it was 4:39.
Well, I was awake. I was still awake at 4:39,
I woke up. I said, oh, good. I still got an hour and a half. I went back to sleep again. I woke up, it was past some minutes past 5. I said, oh, I still got some time. And I woke up, it was 4 minutes past 7. I was supposed to get up by 6 o'clock. I got up, I didn't get up in a rush. I just got up calmly, sat down, picked up my phone. I felt like slapping the phone and saying, what's wrong with you, nigga? Yeah. I just picked the phone calmly, typed a message to the supervisor. I know he ain't going to get it right now, but whenever I pick the phone, he'll say, said, sorry, my alarm didn't get up. I'm definitely going to be late. And I went in the bathroom and started getting away as usual. And then I put a bit of speed in my activity. And I got there 9:05.
Oh, that's all right, you're only 5 minutes late.
Yeah, and usually I leave by 7 o'clock or before 7 and I still get there around the same time. I don't know what I did, what I've been doing wrong.
Why didn't your alarm go off, though?
Yeah, I'm going to have a look at it, maybe. I set it for the wrong day, see?
Yeah.
Oh, this phone right here, I'll go and turn it off.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Right, it's 6 o'clock. Saturday and Sunday, I quit.
Maybe you just didn't hear it.
Yeah, well, right here, we're going to automatic snooze, right?
I'd be surprised if I slept through that, to be honest. No wonder I didn't hear you getting up or anything. What woke me up was Connor. I started panicking because you know he had that thing that hit him on the head yesterday.
Mm.
The first thing I heard him saying was,
sorry, I'm just checking the alarm.
I heard him say, Killy Warren Way, right loud like that. And I thought maybe he didn't feel very well. And I jumped up because I thought maybe he was calling an ambulance. Trust me that. And I said, Connor, who are you? And he was calling Debbie from work. She was going to pick him up. I don't know why. But what, he's not home now. It's gone 6, hasn't it? I wonder if they're going out and he hasn't told me. Although, they're not finishing today. They finish Wednesday, Tuesday. I worry, you see. I don't like him because he was in the shop on his own when that happened, and that's why I always worry when he's late in case he's had an accident. So I thought he was calling an ambulance, and he said, why couldn't I have been calling a cab or something?
Why can't be something different? Like, because the first maybe thing he just won the lottery and still him his address. So I'm like, why are you asking for anything?
Because it woke me up with a start, and the first thing I remembered was that him coming to tell me before I went to sleep that something had hit him on the head. It was a what did he say happened? They're like big 7 foot cages that all the stuff comes in. I think they're probably on wheels. And somehow the lid hit him on the head. He said it was his own fault because he was daydreaming. But I might have got a text message while this was recording and it doesn't come out now. Well, it does if you're near the phone and you can hear it, but. Anyway.
That Americano ship, part of my ship last night.
We've got some in there. I actually bought some, I forgot.
Americano. Yeah. Americano.
Yeah. Do you want some?
No, thank you. Can we do chai latte on there?
Yeah, I think you can, but Tesco's don't sell it. I don't know how you make it, but you must be able to order that though.
No, that would be most sensible.
Then you can use them glasses, look. See?
Yeah, that other chai latte glass.
It's just stupid that they don't fit on the Tassimo. Look, you have to take that lid off, see?
Careful.
Oh, shit. Oh, dear. Well, at least it's gone in there, eh? Did it go in there?
Yeah.
It's too full. You need
the full is too close by.
Okay, let me move this out of the way.
That bowl is for what? For mixing flour or something?
Well, that, yeah, I think so. That big one?
Yeah.
There's another one which Connor got that I made salad in. It's in the fridge.
I don't think so. In a way, when I'm coming home unconsciously, I'm looking forward to seeing this food.
What about me?
Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Unconsciously.
I'm only joking anyway. I'm glad you really love him.
I don't love him.
Yeah,
I hate
you
the
do.
Food. I love him to on my plate, see? That's what
you
I
love him. And I'm glad you do, because he's not very likeable at times. Especially the first day you came, remember last year, and he went when we were cuddling, he went for you, remember?
He doesn't do it all the time.
Yeah, but you accept him for it. But he doesn't do it all the time anymore. He does it sometimes.
He used to do it.
Oh, he used to do it all the time. But you've accepted him. You've accepted one another. Which is good. Do you want to taste my latte?
The bottom line's drawn, isn't it?
Hmm? Do you want to taste this latte? I shouldn't really drink it this time of day. If I've got any, want any chance of sleeping.
What have you had to eat today?
Nothing.
Did I even have a potato? You're still worried.
No, I just didn't really feel hungry. I did in the night when I couldn't sleep about 3 o'clock. So I suppose that is today. I had a piece of that bread, that small bread, with a little bit of cheese. I didn't have butter. Just a little bit of cheese and a plum. I haven't really been hungry, and then I did feel a bit hungry earlier, but then when I've had this drink it takes it my appetite away. I haven't got much of an appetite at the moment, so I'm saving it all and hoping I can eat that fish. I've made myself like a fish stew. It's really just fish with tinned tomatoes, garlic and black pepper and Maggi, because I didn't want to put a load of onions. I'm going to eat raw onions, but...
So what we have, we're having beef and...
It's steak.
Steak
and I've done
and
it in the oven with tomatoes, mushrooms, black pepper,
nice.
Garlic.
Nice. Garlic, good.
And then baked potatoes I'm going to do...
Okay, make for another what?
Well, I'm going to put a little bit... I don't know, I might just put butter, I might make garlic butter, I'm not sure.
Cool. And what else?
Salad.
What are you having?
Oh, I'm just going to have this fish.
Have you put a fish in the oven?
Yeah.
Oh.
A potato, baked potato.
What are we having this in here down here?
Tomorrow.
Just tomorrow.
We've got turkey tomorrow.
I don't want turkey, I want your soup.
No, you're not having it.
That's tomorrow morning. We're going to skin you.
Pardon me, that was with my mouth closed.
Skin you first, Nina. I'll have your little nose.
Oh, and there's some onion rings I'm going to do. Those battered onion rings. I'm oh, sorry, I've kicked him. Sorry, Toofy. What are you laughing at him for? Why? What's
he? Crazy nigga, you know.
Oh, he said, I'm not crazy, and I'm certainly not. But beep!
Put my audio bow on now.
You put your audio bow on. You're videoing him.
seems like he's grumbling under his breath.
He is, he's going.
Give me something, idiot. Give me something, fool.
Just
give
lay
me
down, Mama.
Give me something, all right. Itch your leg.
He had nearly a whole one of those tins. No, I had the rest of it in his food.
Yeah, that's what he had, wasn't it? Last time, I think you really enjoyed this mixture. I mixed that patty tin and it was kicking plate everywhere, you know. And I was drooling.
It's because he's got that mouth side.
I know.
And he can't close it properly, so when he drools it comes out the sides instead of being held in. He's got floppy jowls.
Jowls.
Yeah, that's a floppy bit of the side there.
How do you spell it?
Jowls.
Oh, jowls.
Jowls.
I thought you were pronouncing
J-A-W-S.
That's J-O-W-F.
No. I bet my battery... Has my battery gone on to 10%?
I don't know. Oh, your phone, you mean?
Hmm.
Have you got sugar in that, then?
No. You know I don't put sugar in coffee.
I know, it just looks nice, but I'm sure it doesn't taste nice. You got 9% on your battery.
Yeah, do you want to taste that? Just taste that last little bit. It's nice. It's not strong. Now taste it. Go on.
I will. Keep drinking.
No, I don't want the rest of it. You have it. It's only a little bit left.
I will. Keep drinking. Just hold it. Hold on to it.
I've splashed it. Now drink it. Go on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just hold on to it. I will drink it. Tomorrow morning.
Oh, shut up. Now drink it. I want you to taste it.
I'm sure it doesn't taste nice.
It does taste
I'm
nice.
I'm very sure it doesn't taste
nice. Oh, just taste it. If you don't like it.
It's not
like that Americano
for
shit.
It looks like it, actually.
It doesn't taste like it. It's not strong. Taste it. Just taste it.
It's like a big go to fucking steak. I don't want it.
Okay.
All right, I'll just taste it.
Alright. It's quite milky.
There you go. Maybe I should have followed my instinct.
Didn't you like it?
Oh, coffee, like coffee and all that.
I think you just don't like coffee. Face it, man.
Oh, it spoiled my taste, no.
I'm sorry. It's not strong, though. It's milky.
Oh, makes me want to throw up.
Oh, shut up. Throw up. What's throw up?
Vomit, puke.
Ah, spew. I hope no one's eating their dinner when they listen to this. Is he still making a noise down there?
I think it's laying down flat now on his chest.
Tired. It's because I've been in the kitchen for hours. Since about 2 o'clock and it's gone 6 now. What time is it?
You've been doing 2 o'clock.
Oh, I've been out here clearing up, putting out the rubbish.
I checked the rubbish yesterday.
I know you did that one. Putting all those boxes and stuff out. And
I took all that out.
Well, there was a load more up there. You know how it goes. There's a load more now. Look.
Yeah, just it takes
it comes all the
20
time.
Minutes or so to refill. 20 minutes to refill.
Cat's tray and fed the cats and fed the dogs and took the dogs out and put the washing on and put the dishwasher on and got the salad ready and got the food meat ready and...
Oh, I still got my safety boot and all my equipment on. I'm just happy to see you that you're back to normal. That's why I'm sitting down here.
Well, you go and get your things. I'll be coming up in a minute.
Oh, I'll come back straight down.
What time is it now?
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock now.
Oh, is it only 6 now?
Yeah, and that's why when you said you just told me come home early, I was like, what are you talking about?
Oh, okay. So Connor shouldn't be home yet. He doesn't usually get home at all.
There's some wet niggas on audio will listen to the time it comes on. So don't say the time it comes on. That's how you think, right?
That's how some people think.
That's how you think. You'd be like, oh no, I shouldn't give my address. Oh, they can't get me.
I don't give my... Well, I think it's been on there accidentally before, but... Oh dear, he was on the sat nav. Well, he was coming home from somewhere recently, but you couldn't really hear it clearly. Anyway, I don't flatter myself that anyone would want to find out where I live.
That's secret. I forgot my license. That nigga's interesting, I tell you. If you had come out anyway, I think I would. I still wouldn't have got it. I don't want to go in that shit, actually.
Don't ever do that.
You know, I'm sure, I don't know how things are working, but I'm sure you could get arrested for something like that.
Well, you can. Well, you probably can. Or you'd certainly be, you know...
A citation or something.
Yeah. Anyway, you don't want to encourage them to do that shit, do you?
No. Those niggas only encourage me, they encourage themselves,
no,
I tell you.
But, you know, you don't want to help them do it. They've done it to me before. Up by the station and stuff like that. They've asked me
to get sick with
them. Yeah. I said, no, sorry. Just say no, sorry. I don't smoke, and I've just told them I don't smoke, and I'm not going to be buying cigarettes for anybody else. I have bought cigarettes for Lucy and stuff in the past, but I hate going in and asking for it. I always say, oh, it's not for me. I can't bear people to think that I smoke. I dislike it that much, really. And I bet they think, yeah, of course it's not. What about that man at the hospital yesterday that was smoking outside in his bed clothes? He was obviously a patient, an inpatient. And what was he wearing? His bed sheet thing around him. Remember?
Yeah, hospital socks.
Hospital socks.
And that thing they wear in hospital really kept in there.
Like a gown.
Smoking in front of like four or five.
Four or five's no smoking signs outside the hospital.
Happily smoking. Like you couldn't, you know,
without care in the world. Thing is, who's going to challenge him? You know, if they put these signs up, they should have someone around to say, excuse me. I mean, they don't have security guards or anything in the hospitals here, do they?
Yeah, well,
you think they should do? Really, they should have somewhere like, you know, people like that on the doors and stuff. I suppose they don't think it's necessary, but they should have someone making sure that all's well out there. There's lots of people coming and going. Even at that time of night, like 7:30, you get all the people coming in to visit their relatives and stuff. There's loads of people going in and out, weren't there, still?
Mm.
That woman in the front, she was complaining when you went to put the stuff in the bin. Oh. Hurry up, man, she said. I thought at first she was talking about the driver, but I don't think she was. But you weren't keeping us waiting because he was programming her address into the sat-nav. She went, hurry up, because you know when you went and put the cups in the bin and then you came back, and I said, well, you might as well put the tray thing in there and the lids. And you went, oh, yeah, well, I'll take those. And when you went off, she went, oh, hurry up, man, I want to get home. I think she was Jamaican.
She was a certain lady that was being nice towards the hospital. I was pushing the wheelchair, remember? I kept saying, oh, I'm back now. No,
I suppose she was just fed up. She might have been talking about the driver, because he was taking a long time programming her address. I don't think, she was probably just fed up. You know, when it gets to that time of night, all you just want to do is get home, you know what I mean? Well, it was an awful bit of a squash in the back of that. Was the other lady fat that was sitting next to you?
No.
It's just not a very big car then. I don't think they should put three of us in the back like that. It's really cramped.
The other lady, she's a one interesting homie, you know, she was just making sure that we don't spill. Not, it's not like her, she was looking everywhere to make sure we don't spill and drink.
She's like that one that time. Do you remember when I told you I was waiting to come home once? And that man was sick on the floor, and I was just dozing off, like I was really tired. I don't think I'd slept, and I was like, I had my head against the wall, my eyes were closed. Oh. He was sitting next to me, and all of a sudden he went, bleh! And I went, oh, I jumped up and I moved chairs.
Why, he dropped?
Yeah. And the nurses came to clear it up, or someone working there, and they said, he kept saying it, he was an Irish bloke, he kept saying, it's that tea. Oh, it's that tea, I shouldn't have drunk that tea. Anyway, sorry to all you Irish people if you're listening, but about my accent. But anyway, the man came to pick him up. He called his name out. John, whatever his name, McLeod, or that's a Scottish name. I don't know what his name is. It was John something, I think. And he went, oh, all right, over here. And this woman went, he's just been sick everywhere. He's just been sick everywhere. And he said, what did you tell him that for? And they had the most terrible... What did you tell him that for? Because he said, oh, no, I can't have you in the car. You'll have to wait for the next one, mate. Oh, sorry, if you're going to be sick.
Oh, is that what driver said?
Yeah.
Because of what she said?
Yeah, and they started having the most terrible row. He said, you're a nosy old bitch. She said, oh, well, you don't want... I can't have you being sick in his car. I mean, that ain't right, is it?
Is it your car?
Yeah, no, that's what it reminded me of when you said that. It was really quite funny. And then I got thankfully called.
It's just some ladies are really fucked up.
Some women are really nosy. They stick their nose in someone else's business.
You've just been sick. What?
Yeah, but what did you go gonna say that for? I'm all right now.
I'll bet my right leg, if that was a scene in Nigeria, there would be a major brawl there, honestly.
No, they did have quite a nasty.
If other guys on a wheelchair, we'll roll the wheelchair to where she is and give her a good punch. I can just imagine the scene, I tell you. Ah, he's just been sick everywhere.
Yeah.
What's our business? Okay, so he shouldn't get home now because he's been sick. He should leave there or something.
Well, it's only right, I tell you. He has a right to know. And he went, sorry, mate, you'll have to wait.
If she was waiting for transport, I'll wait for her to drive her. I want to drive her because, oh, she just shit her pants. they just changed her pants just now. She's got diarrhea, she's got flu, she's got HIV or something.
Oh, honestly, you do see some scenes.
Oh, some people just put their nose away.
Then what? That woman last night, she was going on and on, wasn't she? That woman about waiting for a taxi. I thought you were getting the real world. Be waiting for hospital transport, and then you'll see what it's like to have to wait for hours. Then I heard some woman once say she'd been up there.
Mm.
I don't think she'd been waiting. Surely she didn't wait for 7 hours. I heard some woman say she'd been up there for 7 hours. I think it was one of the ones that we took home. And someone else said they'd been waiting for 3 hours, or we waited for two.
Was it 12, wasn't it?
Yeah. Because our thing says 5:51, didn't it?
So yeah, that's what it
said. And we left, I remember the driver saying it's 7:45 now, and we were just leaving. Just under 2 hours.
Mm.
And we got home at 9 o'clock.
I'm
going to stick that in the sink for myself. Right, I'm going to upload this bunch of bibbiness. Where's my phone? Okay, everyone, I'm sure you found that really riveting, and I'll speak to you soon. And that was my 500th audio boo.
Really?
Public one.
500? Yes. What are you talking about?
Well, since April.
God, 1, 2, 3, 4, 50, 9,900. That's just 100. Five more of that.
I know. What I feel sorry for. Sorry, everyone.
It's a lot, man.
It's too.
Talk about over there?
Sometimes we don't talk. We just record sounds and Black Friday. Okay, I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now.